Good evening, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You are listening to Radio Free Redoubt. Thank you for tuning in. And also, I want to ask for your permission. I'm going to do it anyway, but please forgive me. I'm going to re-air the show from yesterday on ACN. I've had a series of meetings, conferences this weekend, and all of that work is just carrying over to today. And so I'm going to re-air yesterday's show. It was a good show on the American Christian Network. And re-air that for tonight for the Sunday evening podcast. For those of you who missed that, then hopefully you'll enjoy that. And next week, I'll tell you what, I'll make up for it. We'll have an awesome show next week. Some really cool material I actually want to go over with you guys. And so I think you'll look forward to it. Well, I want you to look forward to it. I think you'll enjoy it. So I hope you guys have a blessed week. Thank you guys so much for your support and just for being in the fight. There's a lot to do, isn't there? So we're all in it together. Okay, this is yesterday's show. I titled it Posterity and Apathy. So enjoy, and you have a blessed week. And I'm sure I'll be talking to a lot of you over email and stuff. JohnJacob@RadioFreeRedoubt.com. It's going to be a busy week, though, so forgive me or remind me if you don't get a response right away. So, okay, with that, I'll turn this over to Posterity and Apathy from the American Christian Network. American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. Thank you guys for tuning in and for being with us today. While I was prepping for the show, I was just listening to my friends there, Jason Overstreet and Dave Taylor. I've always liked their show. What a great couple of patriots. I'm so thankful for them. And it kind of ties into what I'm going to talk about a little bit today, because you know, in the patriot movement, if you're in any type of in position of influence or leadership, or you know, it's a roller coaster ride emotionally, because you have people that see what's going on in our country, they're awake, they're charged up, and they're engaged. And then other times it feels like you are the only sane one around you. You feel like Alice in Wonderland, like everything is topsy-turvy, and people are in this stupor that you can't shake them out of. So I really appreciate guys like that. And Matt Shea and so many others, Heather Scott over in Idaho, and I could just go on and on. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for your support, your prayers and support, and your patience as we work through these technical difficulties, gremlins in the system that have been kicking the snot out of us. But Lord willing, everything's going to go through smoothly now. The KTW new 96.5 FM is broadcasting now into North Idaho and the Spokane area. So welcome to you guys in the listening audience. And of course, our favorites out there in Wenatchee, Yakima, Moses Lake, Tri-Cities, all of you guys across the American Redoubt, we appreciate you being out there. But especially near and dear to my heart are those patriots, those God-fearing, liberty-minded citizens that are outside the wire, still in heavily occupied territory, who are in the fight and dug in deeply for those who cannot strategically relocate to the Pacific Northwest inland American Redoubt. But anyway, well, let's get to, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for being out there. Be encouraged. Now, let's get into the news and commentary from AP, UPI, and the major American networks. The news is next on Radio Free Redoubt with commentary, which is brought to you by Glenn Tate, the author, and the 299 Days book series about the collapse, societal and economic collapse, and the rebuilding. Go to 299days.com to learn more. And international news, we'll just start this right off with the what could go wrong category. From the Sun, as many as 40,000 Russian troops are massing on the country's border with Ukraine, prompting fears of a new military invasion. The Pentagon has identified 8 staging areas dotted along the border, suggesting Russian strongman Vladimir Putin is preparing for new incursions. Well, just ask him what their intentions are. You know they're going to say it's only a training exercise. Nothing to see. It's only a training exercise. From InfoWars, the U.S. is reportedly moving nukes from Turkey to Romania amid rising tensions in Ukraine, according to intelligence sources. After a recent report warned that ISIS could steal the nukes in Turkey, that's supposedly what has prompted this. I would not be surprised if those nukes were not even there. You are never going to get the real information about tactical nukes and their locations and their intentions. But according to this story, at least 50 tactical nukes are stored at the Incirlik Air Base, about 70 miles from the Syrian border. And according to Euractiv European, the U.S. is moving at least 20 of them to Romania, which shares the border with Ukraine. Of course, U.S. officials have denied the claim, which is what they're supposed to do. But recent developments reveal there's credibility to the reported nuke transfer. All right. Whenever you hear about nukes being transferred here and there and how many, don't get played. They are never going to let you know that kind of information with any degree of accuracy. But see, remember, this is an international chess game. So there's strategy involved here. There's the psychological effects, the intended outcome through intelligence, counterintelligence, and manipulation. So we see Putin now is saying that this tipping point could easily escalate to World War III. And Putin says the threat of nuclear war is very real. So still, saber rattling, things are obviously and apparently being set up for, you know, a major showdown, which we all know if you're a Christian and you know your Bible, you know there is a showdown coming. Exactly how that'll all play out still remains to be seen. And in the United States, let's go to national news. Joe Biden says Trump can't be trusted with nuclear codes. Like, as if Hillary could. But as he's saying this in this speech, he's pointing out military aides in the audience who have the nuclear codes. Way to go. Wow. Good job, Joe. You just, like someone said, you can't make this stuff up. This is too good. Refugee Resettlement Watch, they are doing an amazing job keeping tabs on what's going on in our country with regards to the invasion disguised as a refugee crisis. And they have an article here, Ann Corcoran, love that lady. She just does a great, great job. Welcoming refugees, will lawyers descend on your school system next? This is a lesson for every town contemplating becoming a welcoming refugee resettlement site. This news comes to us from welcoming Lancaster, Pennsylvania. By the way, it is in Lancaster that she reportedly first heard citizens who had asked questions about the refugee impact being described as pockets of resistance. When citizens said, wait, this could turn into something that's detrimental to our community. We want to know more before we give our stamp of approval. And they were referred to as pockets of resistance, those citizens who started asking questions. Now they've got this Lancaster County Refugee Coalition, enriching us all. We're so enriched because we're bringing Muslims into your community. You're so enriched. You should be embracing it. And if you don't, you're obviously one of those pockets of resistance. And that should be something that you wear as a badge of honor. I want my community to be known as a pocket of resistance. Spokane is deeply divided because you've got a city council that is trying to enrich you all in Spokane by making themselves a sanctuary city and a refugee drop-off point. But back to this story. Got some work to do, Spokaneites. Apparently, the Lancaster school system sought to deal with older non-English speaking refugees by placing them in an alternative school system, but lawyers for the ACLU and others will have none of it. So now the school district will be in court all week defending their decisions at the taxpayers' expense. As many as 700 refugees are resettled each year in Lancaster alone, a high number for the city's population. This will happen in your town. I'm reading from the article. This will happen in your town. Once they get a foothold, the original 50 or 100 become 200 and then 500 and 700 in 1 year. If you guys don't know this already, once a refugee is settled, they can sponsor then family members. And that's how 50 people turns into 700 people. And this is what's happening across Europe, where they are replacing churches with mosques, where there are parts of Europe now where non-Muslims cannot even go, including police or any first responder. So the lawsuit alleges that the district's breaking the law by refusing to admit older teen refugees or automatically diverting them to an accelerated credit program because they're not going to get a quality of an education. Now, Pennsylvania school code says residents between 6 and 21 years old are entitled to a free public education. At least one international treaty, the UN's 1951 Refugee Convention, requires refugees to get the same public education as residents of countries where they're settled. How can they get the same education if they can't speak English? So now we're being told that a UN treaty could govern our local school board decisions, she threw in. So you have to decide. And here's the thing, too. This is sad. In many pockets of resistance where citizens spoke out against it, who do get it. And they said, this is harmful to our culture, to our this will erase our heritage. This will be hostile toward our traditional values and Americanism. And those people are being rolled over, steamrolled over by a system that they feel they have no recourse in.
Well, the jobs report came out again, and the mainstream economists are claiming that happy days are here again. Or are they? I will tell you that the report is not as strong as they led you to believe. Hello, everyone. This is Fox 519 here, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Coffee. It's the lifeblood of the Northwest, and to Redoubters, it's as valuable as sound currency. So why would you trust your Morning Joe to anything besides something out of a can? You need coffee from SistersCoffeeRoasters.com. It's the only supply, the highest quality roasted or unroasted beans for your coffee drinking pleasure or for your food storage. So just like stacking silver, get yourself some today. That's SistersCoffeeRoasters.com. And just like my friend Whiskey62 says, Sisters Coffee Roasters Coffee, it's what all the cool patriots are drinking. That's SistersCoffeeRoasters.com. Okay, welcome back. Well, the jobs report came out on the 7th, and well, last Friday, the mainstream media was buzzing with the news that our economy had added 255,000 jobs during the month of July. But the U.S. economy did not add those 255,000 jobs during the month of July. In fact, without an extremely generous seasonal adjustment, the number of jobs added during July would not have even kept up with the population growth. But let's pretend the numbers sound much better than the real numbers. So the mainstream media is going to pretend that this number is being promoted, and obviously is being promoted, for public consumption. So to give you some idea of what we truly need, every month, the U.S. economy must create at least 150,000 new jobs to keep up with population growth. And now, according to those unadjusted numbers, we did not hit that threshold. So the employment situation in this country actually got worse last month. In America today, there are 7.8 million Americans that are considered to be unofficially unemployed, and another 94.3 million working-age Americans that are considered, quote, not in the labor force. And when you add those two numbers together, you get a grand total of 102 million working-age Americans that do not have a job right now. So as I write this, the population of America right now is 324,222,193,000,000. Now, to divide that with the number I just gave you, that works out to be 31% of the population without a job. 31%. Now, this job market, like I get, is just not keeping up with the people market. It's causing great instability, and even the Wall Street Journal admits that we are in the weakest economic recovery since 1949. Now, there are lots of signs that we have entered into a brand new economic downturn, and here's just a few examples. Ford, GM, and Chrysler, three of the U.S. biggest auto companies, all reported sales for July that missed estimates, down 3%, 1.9%, and 0.3% respectively. Delta Airlines, one of the largest airlines in the world, said that revenue fell 7% in July as part of its monthly performance update. Macy's, the biggest department store company, reported a decline in sales for July, leading to the most aggressive markdowns in an industry-wide sell-off. So the moral of the story here, folks, is don't believe the job reports that's being thrown at. They spin it. They use it to keep you distracted from reality, and the reality is that things are falling apart, people are out of work, and as you can see, Americans are madder than ever, and we can see that this election proves it. But we aren't the only ones who are truly mad right now. In other world news today, the relationship between Turkey and the West began to crumble on Thursday of last week, just one day after NATO preemptively reminded Turkey that it's still a NATO alliance member and advising that Turkey's NATO membership is not in question, but they prefer to analyze their trade relations with Russia. After those comments were spoken at the NATO meeting, Turkey had some rather choice words for its military allies. Cited by Reuters, the Turkish foreign minister, I'm going to butcher his name here, Melev Cavusoglu, so we're going to call him Cavs, told Turkey's NTV television on Thursday that the country, quote, may seek other options outside NATO for defense industry cooperation. And although it's always best to first cooperate with NATO allies, but really this statement translates to, if Russia or China give us a better defensive offer, we may just take it. The sharply worded retort came on the same day that Turkey said it will also resume airstrikes on the Islamic State of Syria and asked Russia to carry out those joint operations as they are fighting their, quote, common enemy. Now, to be sure, coming from a nation that directly engaged with oil trade with the Islamic State has continued to fund them for their operation to grow their caliphate, this is highly ironic. Now, Cavs, the foreign minister of Turkish, went on to say that we will, quote, discuss all the details. We have always called on Russia to carry out anti-Daesh operations together, and all of the proposals are still on the table. Now, how does this play into them dropping the dollar? The development about losing the dollar is reported again by a Turkish newspaper, which said that as a part of the discussion between Putin and Erdogan on Tuesday, the Turkish president suggested to abandon the U.S. dollar and bilateral trade between Turkey and Russia, instead of to transact directly in lira and rubles. This would, quote, benefit both Russia and Turkey, Erdogan said, allegedly in his August 9th meeting in St. Petersburg. Now, I've said it all along. Russia is setting them up and knocking them down one by one. Our currency has limited time left in it, and our enemies just continue to chip away one small chunk at a time. Is this a huge loss? No, but it is a loss nonetheless. This is why you have to stay on point as we move towards this fall. Keep up on your prep plans and build wealth in sound investments like gold and silver. You can never go wrong, especially around an election time. Well, thanks again for listening, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519. Signing off, God bless.
This is segment two, brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, to help you get strategically relocated to the northernmost part of the panhandle in North Idaho. If you're looking at Bonner County, Boundary County, give them a call at Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, Christian Patriot-owned business. And man, are the people moving in to the American Redoubt. That pastor out of Oklahoma, he's one of several Patriot pastors that I've tracked down. I hope you appreciate the work that he puts into those little Patriot minutes or Patriot moments that we play for you here on Radio Free Redoubt. I have some listeners there in Oklahoma and Ameron operators who actually attend his congregation and told me about him and passed his information on to him. I still need to call him. I've been meaning to. I was supposed to. It's on my to-do list. It reminded me of a statement by John Locke. It said, the people cannot delegate to government the power to do anything which would be unlawful for them to do themselves. And, you know, this is very important at this day and age, where the government is either exempting them from things themselves, from things that would be unlawful for us, or allowing them to have rights that they deny the American citizens. So, for example, the healthcare. You must have Obama healthcare. You must have that healthcare system, but they're exempt from it. They exempt themselves from it. A well-regulated militia, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And for the security of a free state, which is necessary for the security of a free state, well, it would stand to reason that law-abiding citizens should be able to also have fully automatic combat rifles. But no, only the government can have that. They're the only ones that can be trusted with it, right? You know, in Switzerland, when you go in the military, you're issued your rifle, and yet that rifle is yours for life. When you leave the military, you take it with you. It's mandated. You keep it, you maintain it, so that it is in a state of readiness with, excuse me, ammunition. Mandated. What a beautiful law. I love it. Now, there's an article here by Todd Starnes. Teachers in Charlotte, North Carolina, have been advised to stop calling the children boys and girls, according to a training presentation on transgender issues. Instead, the progressives who control the Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools want teachers to identify the youngsters as either students or scholars, but not boys and girls. The transgender guidelines, which will go into effect later this month, range from the absurd to the downright outrageous. For example, boys who identify as girls would be permitted to participate in overnight all-girl field trips. Now, I remember when I was 13 years old. this rule is going to be a hit among 13-year-olds. Yeah. Losing our minds, are we not? In the government is above the law category, DHS is becoming a domestic intelligence agency, and I argue even that would rival the Stasi easily, what the system is being put in place with biometrics now. They want to make mandatory to have biometric databases and use biometrics for security and tracking the movements of all citizens. Because we know how many terrorist attacks the DHS has averted, right? I think they're up to zero. Well, as Chris Ann Hall says, liberty over security. I mean, this is the thing. This is what our founding fathers said. I will take liberty over security. I accept the risk of maintaining security and being able to defend myself than give up my gun rights, for example, so that I can be safe. No, thank you. I'll take the risk of being dangerously armed, or if they must spy on my cell phone and internet traffic and collect all of my data and pinpoint everyone that I'm connected with so it'll keep us safe in the name of fighting terrorism. Thanks, but no thanks. I accept the risk of not being tracked over the security that they're purported to be offering. No. In American Readout News, the town of Cusick, you listeners up there in Cusick or in the surrounding area, tell your neighbors. In Ponderay County, they've issued a health advisory to residents, a boil water or bottled water advisory, health advisory to residents, because the water treatment plant's disinfection system isn't working properly. You know, this is another reason why you should be self-reliant. This is not a disaster situation. But Mrs. Schmidt and I, several years ago, invested in a Berkey water filter. I'm not trying to sell you a Berkey. There's several water filtration systems out there. But that's just what we got. And we love it. Even on a well, we filter our own water. So something like this wouldn't even affect us. Be self-reliant. Survival expert James Rawls is warning. And I was saying this, I was in a conversation with my dad actually this week. There's going to be a massive run on firearms, bigger than anything we've ever seen before. You need to get your beans, bullets, and band-aids squared away. Those tangible items are going to be what pulls your family through the hard times ahead. Now, in the polls, sadly, in most polls, Hillary Clinton is slightly ahead of Trump. Now, even if Trump gets in, the communists are going to be stirred up in the inner cities and they will be burning things to the ground. This could result in a very heavy-handed government response to regain law and order. So we don't know what that entails. If Hillary gets in, imagine if Hillary gets in. It will be like, what, 2 years ago when everybody thought Obama was going to be pushing through successfully, everyone thought he would be successful in pushing through the magazine bans and semi-automatic rifle bans and so on. So there was a mad rush. You couldn't find an AR-15 under $2,000. You couldn't find a 30-round magazine. And when you could, they were $50 to $100. Incredible. Now they're all back down to pre-panic prices. So now is the time. Don't wait until November and join the panic plunge. You need to be proactive. Have some foresight. You should be on your own gun run right now and ammunition while it's still cheap. While this culture is still in its slumber. I agree with James Rawls. Absolutely. Now is the time. Act like it's on right now. I got a letter from a listener in California. I get a lot of letters from listeners in California, but this one in particular, he said, I heard you made a statement on your podcast mentioning CW permits being impossible to get in California. I'd like to clarify that Sacramento and most surrounding counties are not that way. I have not heard of anybody getting denied that didn't deserve it. Everyone I know has their CCW. Okay, very true. And for clarification on my part, I still have not gone back and listened to how I worded that. I don't believe, and maybe I did, I don't believe I said you can't get, it's impossible to get a CCW in California. It's not, and I know that. In many parts of California, it's impossible. In many counties, I hear from people from California all the time that are saying that they're trying to move out of their county because the county that they're in won't let them. There are, and this is what I told them, if I know there's patriots in California. Matter of fact, there's more. If you moved all of the patriots to Idaho, at once, you would quadruple the population of Idaho. But you're also talking tens of millions of people, right? So you take that small, you know, 5% or 10% segment, you're going to quadruple the population of Idaho just about. But you're heavily outnumbered there in the People's Democratic Republic. And just like many in Washington state, you fall under the laws that are passed by that group of liberals over in Olympia, even though it does not match up with the lifestyle of those in the American Redoubt on the east side of the Cascades. But I do know that there are, and Sacramento is, there's a lot of patriots there, but a lot of them see what's happening. It's still, the noose is tightening and they're getting out. They're moving out of Sacramento. They're going to either right across the border into Oregon, which is almost like jumping out of the frying pan into a fire, or they're moving into Idaho or Western Washington around the Spokane area, conservative Spokane area. As long as you get away from the Spokane City Council, then it's conservative. But they are actually, they're in the fight. And like I say, where you are, be in the fight where you are. If you're a patriot in occupied territory, you're part of the resistance. You better be part of the resistance. And these guys are. In fact, I want to turn your attention to a petition that they've got a week left on to get signatures on all these new gun bills. They're signing petitions to overturn these, and they need signatures. So our California listeners, I know there's a lot of you guys out there. If you could go to, where is it? It's a combat veteran owned and operated gun store in Sacramento called Survival Instinct. Survival Instinct, write that down. Well, you should actually instinctively already be able to remember that one. Survival Instinct, they have the petitions and they have all seven of them. So all the patriots in the Sacramento area, go to Survival Instinct Gun Store, patriot, veteran-owned business. And also, if you are not in the Sacramento area, contact these guys at Survival Instinct and ask where they can, I'm sure they're working with other gun stores and people in the firearms industry. Or call your local gun store. We'll be able to help you out with this. Now, another article here, Air Force Major has a Bible on his desk, and now he faces calls for aggressive punishment. We're saying this is extremely offensive. Multiple letters, even from service members who claim to be Christians. I'm a Christian too, but this was highly offensive. Disgusting. Todd Starnes, he does a great job. Covers a lot of these articles, highlighting these things that we, for our situational awareness, need to know what's going on out there. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation is demanding an Air Force major be aggressively punished for having an open Bible on his desk at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I want you to put Major... How about this when we come back?
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food and security, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
As water continues to become more highly regulated, will you have the legal right to use the water on your own property? When the grocery store shelves are empty, will you have sufficient quantities of food being produced on your property to sustain your family year after year? Strategic Landscape Design offers design and consulting services that can make the answers to these life-sustaining questions a resounding yes. They offer water rights permitting assistance for resources such as creeks, ponds, irrigation, and hydroelectric power, plus permaculture design for perennial gardens and energy-efficient greenhouses to produce enough food to feed your family all year long. Strategic Landscape Design is a Patriot-owned business located in the heart of the American Redoubt. Go to www.strategiclandscapedesign.com to learn more. I want to thank Katie Armour for sponsoring segment 3, C-A-T-I, Katie Armour. Go to katiearmour.com. They've got the full plates, level 3A body armor, front, back, side plates, including they've got soft armor. And their turnaround is for their orders is less than a week. Free shipping on everything. And they're a Patriot-owned business right here in the American Redoubt. So support them. Thank you guys for supporting them. This situation is in the military is obviously getting out of hand. This Military Religious Freedom Foundation. What they mean is the military, we hate God being anywhere involved in the military, so let's kick him out. Foundation. Founded by Mikey Weinstein. I don't know what it is. This guy, I want to choke him. Had that been the book of Satan or the Quran, there would have been blood in the streets. He accused Major Steve Lewis, a supervisor at the Reserve National Security Space Institute, of harboring and encouraging a truly abhorrent example of the First Amendment civil rights violations. This is a First Amendment civil rights violation. A First Amendment civil rights violation because you've got an open Bible. Have these guys got their wiring crossed in their brains or what? The First Amendment protects you so that you can't, so that, well, basically, you cannot be, Congress cannot establish a religion, and they cannot restrict anybody from practicing their religion. Pretty plain and simple. Major Steve Lewis, I want you to put him on your prayer list. He's going to need it. Now, I'm sure he's got lots of help, lots of support, people rallying around him. But you want to know how you can fight the tyrant? How do we do? What do we do? Tell us what to do. I'm telling you what to do. Get on your knees and start praying. This is the battlefield that we're in. Those are the weapons that you need to use for this battle. You need to learn how to use every weapon that you get your hands on, that you could get your hands on. But you got to use the right weapon for the right situation. If you're trying to shoot down a helicopter, our military doesn't use 9mm handguns for that. They have a weapon specifically for that purpose, right? Now, the weapons that we face require prayer. And this is what, and the word. Put Major Steve Lewis on your prayer list. Colonel Damon Feltman, the commander of the 310th Space Wing, said they're reviewing the incident involving the good book. He has removed the Bible voluntarily because he didn't want this to cause attention or disruption to his unit, Colonel Feltman said. I performed a walkthrough of the office and everything seemed to be in compliance with Air Force regulation. So apparently there's either some, this Weinstein says, what does he say here? I've got his. There, look. Oh, he says that Major Lewis has committed repulsive violations of the U.S. Air Force regulations, as well as the Constitution. He's in violation of the Constitution by having a Bible on his desk. This major is. So apparently now it's not on his desk. That desk, he says, that desk belongs to the American people, to the U.S. military. If that desk was in his home or his car, it would not be a problem. So for right now, and this is what they say, you can have your beliefs, you can have your religion. We're not trying to take your religion away from you. We're just saying you have to keep it in a little box hidden so nobody can see it. It's the same thing with firearms. We're not trying to take your guns away. We're not trying to take the Second Amendment away. We're pro Second Amendment. You just can't have this kind of gun, that kind of gun, that kind of magazine. You have to register it. You have to wait for it. You have to. And there's 16,000 ways now that you can lose that. So you have to beg permission. So apparently there are some service members claiming to be offended by this, some even saying that they're Christians. Now, in the last section here, I want to talk about something that I covered on the Chris Ann Hall show. By the way, I'm filling in for her this coming week. But I just recorded the episode that will actually air on the 5th. On the 5th day. Shot it over to her. And I was looking through my notes, and I just want to share some of the stuff with you. Some of it's from the transcript from the show that will air next week. ChrisAnnHall.com. And this was episode 5, and I titled it A Message for Posterity, because when I see everything that I just covered in the last 35 minutes, what's happening in our country is only scratching the surface. Now, there will always be a remnant of patriots, no matter how many of the masses they can sway. And I want my children, I want their children, and I want their generation, when they look back in disdain and disgust toward this generation right now, I want them to know, and I want to go on record, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. I want them to know there are patriots out there fighting this twisted, godless, aggressive, demonically influenced system, and I stood against it. I don't want them to look back at the generation and say, look at that generation. That's the generation that allowed this to happen. This is when it all happened. It wasn't me. I'm telling you right now. I've been praying. I've been fighting physically, politically, spiritually, prayerfully, in every way that I can, I fight this. And I encourage others to as well. So, this is what I cover. This was kind of my message for posterity, but it kind of led into this frustration, this roller coaster ride, this emotional roller coaster that you're on when you're in this kind of a position situation. And you do kind of find yourself in somewhat of an echo chamber, because you've got, you know, listeners, a large, wide listening base across the country, really, of people that give you encouragement. Thank you for what you're doing. You really meant a lot to me, that last thing you said, and it struck a chord with me and made me think differently about this and that, or it made me renew my relationship with the Lord, and very positive things. But also there's some nastiness out there too. And there's times when I look around and I see it feels like the whole world's asleep, like they're in a coma. They're paralyzed from the neck up with this this black cloud that's just engulfing our country. Now, the mainstream media are not, even Fox News isn't covering a lot of these stories that I'll cover. I'll let you know what's going on out there. John Adams, and let me back up. This is where I felt like, you know, am I overreacting? Do I feel this anger, this disgust toward my culture, to my fellow countrymen who don't care. The apathy sets in, where they take down the American flag so that they can raise a Seattle Seahawks flag. Even in the American Redoubt. But there's a quote from John Adams when he wrote a letter to Abigail, his wife. He said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs to present..." Back up. "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." We have forgotten our heritage. We've walked away from that. And we don't know, most of us, how much it truly cost them. And he was very frustrated at his fellow countrymen who were in the fight during the Revolutionary War. This is a letter that he wrote in 1777. So the war is full on. This is what he writes to her. "I am wearied out with expectations that the Massachusetts troops would have arrived ere now at headquarters. Do our people intend to leave the continent in the lurch? Do they mean to submit? Or what fatality attends them? With the noblest prize in view that ever mortals contended for, and with the fairest prospect of obtaining it upon easy terms, the people of Massachusetts Bay are dead. Does our state intend to send only half or a third of their quota?" He's talking about troops. To send, contribute troops to the fight. "Do they wish to see another crippled, disastrous, disgraceful campaign for want of an army? I am more sick and more ashamed of my own countrymen than ever I was before. The spleen, the vapors, the dismals, the horrors seem to have seized our whole state." I had not seen this quote before just this week, and I read it, and I'm thinking, John Adams, brother, I feel it. I feel your words.
Hi, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. Well, now that the election results are official, I want to say thank you. I could not have achieved an overwhelming 15 percentage point victory without all of you. Together, we challenged the status quo and sent a strong message to those who compromise on principle that wavering is not a strategy, it's wholesale surrender. And surrender will not restore freedom, liberty, and prosperity to our state. The path to freedom means fighting tooth and nail for lower taxes and less government, and being uncompromising on the rights to life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same. It means defending the Constitution and building coalitions around issues of principle. Together, we will continue to push forward the freedom agenda and the values that made America and Washington great. Please visit us and like us on Facebook at Freedom Agenda Washington and watch for actions you can take to help us clear the path to freedom. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the committee who elect Matt Shea Republican.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
This is the final segment here at Radio Free Redoubt, radiofreeredoubt.com, which is brought to you, this segment, by Works Holsters, your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers inside the waistband, outside the waistband, high quality, made right here, lifetime guarantee, and they're made in the American Redoubt. Check them out today, and don't forget to use your coupon code RFR. That's WERKZ.com, works.com. Do these people not care? Are they willing to let all of this just go away without a whimper? When we see Muslims being moved in to cities and we see the city council in Spokane unlawfully declaring themselves as a sanctuary city to take in illegal refugees, or not refugees, illegal immigrants coming into Spokane, and they say, not only will we not enforce law, we are going to defy law, and we are going to declare ourselves as a sanctuary city where they're all going to be able to come in, give them jobs, give them places to stay, put their kids in school at your expense. This happened over time. This didn't happen overnight. Now, we've seen this accelerate in the last 5 years, but tyranny's crept up on us. This has been a slow erosion. And there's a quote here from William O. Douglas. He's a Supreme Court justice, was. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there is a twilight when everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such a twilight that we all must be most aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become the unwitting victims of the darkness. Those are smart words. Those are wise words. So we've forgotten that liberty requires eternal vigilance, that it's our duty, that it's our charge. But today, when we see the changes in the air, however slight, we ignore it. Why? The millennials have their faces shoved in their social devices. They will not have human contact with anyone unless they absolutely have to. They text each other across the room. They are so completely immersed in their own world. My generation, Generation X, same thing. They are literally replacing the American flag on their flagpoles with Seattle Seahawks. They are worshiping everything other than what they should be. It is bread and circuses, and they're fully engaged. And my parents' generation, the baby boomers, completely self-absorbed, if not one of the most, and they complain about the millennials. Look at them, millennials. Ah, oh, there's no hope for our country. Look at them, their faces and that, all that social media, always thumb swiping this and that, and they never look up. They're walking around, running into things because they can't get their face out of that smart thing, right? But look at the baby boomers living the life, cruising around on the Harleys, driving around $500,000 RVs. It is completely all about them. Completely self-absorbed generation. Is it any wonder what they produce as far as children? There's patriots out there, but I'm saying more and more that you got two different ends of the spectrum. You got full-on communists in every generation, especially the millennials and then the baby boomers. Get the hippie holdover communist people embracing that. That's where Hillary Clinton and that whole crowd came from, that influence. And then you got the millennials screaming for Bernie, which is socialism, which is basically socialism is just a system where they can't take everything from you by force yet. That's the difference between socialism and communism. And everyone in the middle is asleep, completely engaged in their own little world, their own comfort, their own self-interest. So this is what just kind of got me down a little bit this week. I rebounded from it, but, you know, Mrs. Schmidt said, you know, you need to have some grace. You know, they're deceived. But remember, and I've said this before, many of these people, I'm not worried about those that are deceived. I will try to wake them up. Sometimes they just need to be woken up or taught the truth when they're deceived about what America is. When Obama says, that's not what America is. And he tries to redefine it. They try to redefine it. Well, you shed light of the light of truth on that for people that are deceived. I want to go after the deceivers. Those people know what they're doing. But and this is why I was saying, you know, should I or should I not be upset with these people? Well, God kind of laid it out there when he said in Revelation, I know your works. You're neither hot nor cold. So because you're lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. And this is how I feel. It's like, I don't want to have anything to do with somebody who won't wake up. Not can't or hasn't yet, but won't. Who refuse to. And then we're told that we're overreacting. Because of the things that we say, if you let this homosexuality, this marriage, homosexual agenda take hold, if you let this Islamic invasion take hold, if you don't seal our borders, there are going to be consequences. If you keep borrowing more money than we could ever pay back, there's going to be trouble. And what do? They shoot you down because it hasn't happened yet, because you're overreacting. I want to take you back to the 1990s. When I was listening to a talk radio show, some liberal out of Spokane, I just kind of listen in, just kind of see how they think, what makes their little brains tick. And I remember this guy saying, you people that are against homosexuality, because this was in the 90s, this was in mid-90s, you people who are against homosexuality because you think they're trying to force their views on you, that's just not true at all. They just want to live their lives and be left alone. They're not going to be forcing it on you. You make these claims like they're going to about what could happen. That's the only reason why you're against it, because you have no evidence. You're just against it because of what could happen. But it's not true. Well, what did we find out? You're speaking out against homosexuality because you think they're coming after your kids to teach them to accept it behind your backs. That's just pure ignorance and scaremongering. You're making these kind of claims about what could happen without any evidence. Or the scare tactics of the gun nuts and the NRA would have you believe the government is coming to take your guns away. A common sense gun registration is not confiscation. You're making these claims based on what could happen without any evidence. This is what they're saying. But how's Massachusetts doing? How's California doing now? And what starts, it just creeps out there like a cancer from California and Massachusetts and New York out to the rest of the country. They said if the government shuts down because they can't get this budget passed and raise the debt limit, the people will be lacking vital government services. If you refuse to approve raising the debt limit for our government because you claim it will bankrupt America, you're just scaremongering based on what could happen. If you oppose the Department of Defense's Homeland Security having so much power while they're working to so-called keep us safe and fight terrorism, because you think that they'll start spying on Americans, you're just making assertions on what could happen with no evidence. You're against the FBI being authorized to search and seize your computer and cell phone information without a warrant or even without your knowledge and build a database unlawfully because you think it could be abused. Well, they're only doing that to terrorists. It is illegal. It is against the Constitution, but they're only doing it against terrorists. They've assured us they would not abuse it. So you need to not stand in the way of the great work that they're doing fighting terrorism. Allow them to disregard the Constitution. Because you're only reacting based on fears of what could happen. You're opposed to common sense environmental regulations. Why? Because, well, they could tell you what you can and can't do on your own property. They could even throw you in jail for putting a pond. But you're just totally being overreactionary because you're just basing it on, you're rejecting these environmental laws and this United Nations treaty just because of what you think could happen. You're worried about Muslims coming here because they'll change America and try to implement Sharia law, which just isn't true at all. They won't get rid of the Constitution and replace it with Sharia law. You're only basing your reaction on fears of what could happen. But if you have wisdom and discernment, you should be able to see what could happen. And there are some things where it simply is not worth the risk. What if they're not? Let's buy their lie and let's say, okay, if they don't try to implement Sharia law and displace the Constitution, then okay, I guess we'll let them in. Once you realize that that was a huge mistake, you can't undo it. There are some things that are not worth the risk. Even though it hasn't happened yet and come to fruition yet, it's not worth the risk because every one of these things I just read to you has happened. These were things that people said, I don't want this to occur because of what could happen. They were wise. Well, didn't God tell his people, I don't want you to intermarry with those people over there because they are pagans and they are idol worshipers. And if you do intermarry with them, you could end up having idol worship and false gods brought into your culture, which could bring you harm. Well, it could happen. And guess what? It did happen. The Pew did a research here just the last couple of minutes. Shooting people's arguments down. One of the most wrong-headed arguments in the debate about Muslims in Europe is the shrill Eurabia claim that high birth rates and immigration will make Muslims the majority on the continent within a few decades. Based on sleight-of-hand statistics, this scaremongering paints a picture of a triumphant Islam dominating Europe that has lost its Christian roots and is blind to its looming cultural demise. Okay, this article was written in 2011. What was the social situation in Europe 5 years ago? It was the calm before the storm, wasn't it? So people are opposed to this Muslim immigration, which was happening back then, but not at the rate it is now. It's very much accelerated. And people said, no, I don't think that's good for us. That this is what could happen if that takes place. And then some leftist globalist comes out with an article rebuking everyone for being against this Muslim invasion because you think they're going to just take over. Well, guess what? What's happened in the last 5 years? They're feeling the full consequences of taking the chance of allowing something to happen, knowing what could happen and accepting it anyway. Not everyone did, just like you and me. We fight the good fight, but sometimes they just steamroll right over us and they do what they want. Nobody in Idaho wanted a homosexual marriage. Well, I would say nobody, but the people voted for an amendment to amend the Constitution to recognize marriages between a man and a woman. The people spoke. It was constitutional, and it still is. That is still in the Constitution today, but a federal judge overruled it. So based on what could happen, you stay in the fight. Because when you see something that could happen, you're probably right. God bless. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Radio Free Redux.